Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here on our excursion into the workbook lessons for A Course in Miracles. We appreciate you being here. Today we're going to be talking about lesson 286, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So let's just join together and take a good deep breath before we join together in a moment of silence before we begin. The hush of heaven holds my heart today. Father, how still today. How quietly do all things fall in place. This is the day that has been chosen as the time in which I come to understand the lesson that there is no need that I do anything. In you is every choice already made. In you has every conflict been resolved. In you is everything I hope to find already given to me. Your peace is mine. My heart is quiet and my mind at rest. Your love is heaven and your love is mine.
The stillness of today will give us hope that we have found the way and traveled far along it to a wholly certain goal. Today we will not doubt the end which God Himself has promised us. We trust in God and in ourself, who still is one with God. The hush of heaven holds my heart today.
And so it is. Let's join together again for a moment of silence, and we'll have a little discussion about this lesson. The hush of heaven. You know, I was reading a book that was recently scribed from the same author of A Course in Miracles, and he shares his autobiography, he shares his story, and he talks about how important meditation was in his journey. And of course, I'm talking about Jesus. And if you're interested in the book, it's Jesus, My Autobiography by Tina Louise Spalding. But the point is that he shares his journey to enlightenment there. And in that journey, he practiced regularly having conversation about these teachings on his spiritual path. But he also talked about being quiet. And he was saying that he was continuously, in the practice of meditation, being educated. He was being given teaching points. He was being given information, because as he was reading the Torah and other, you know, religious communications and teachings, he was being guided. But the practice of being quiet was one of the cornerstones of his teaching, of his practice, of his journey to awakening. And I found it interesting, and it kind of reinforced for me that I need to, because I haven't been practicing meditation enough, I don't think, and I think I've kind of let that slip a little bit in my practice. Reading the Course in Miracles workbook lessons has been a big part of my practice for a long time, but I think meditation is also important. And so I'm going to kind of make a new commitment today to, today was the day that I thought, well, you know, I'm going to just try to start meditating more. And so that's what comes to me. And then this lesson really speaks to that. The hush of heaven holds a heart today, Father. How still today, how quietly do all things fall in place. And that this lesson, of course, speaks to the the axiom of A Course in Miracles that a lot of people struggle with, but it's, I need do nothing. And here he's speaking that, you know, the choices are already made in God. The purpose of our life is already made in God. And that we can absolutely, you know, rest in the peace of knowing that that all things are happening just as they are. And so we can withhold judgment. We can withhold our opinions, our positions about the way things are, quote unquote, supposed to be in the world, and rest in the peace knowing that it's all divine and everything's okay. Regardless of what's showing up, it has a purpose in its presence. And if we withhold thoughts of fear, if we withhold thoughts of judgment and join in the holy instant with the higher self, the Holy Spirit, we can see the world through the eyes of peace. And I think it's really important. Seems to be very timely for me today, and I'm enjoying this lesson.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Brother T, for sharing that. And as you were sharing, I too have recently made a recommitment to my spiritual practice, which includes the silence and stillness, and how valuable that is and necessary. I've felt a little, you know, how easily it says, how quietly do all things fall in place? How quietly do all things fall in place? And this morning, as I was sitting outside, beautiful autumn morning, and watching how quietly the beginning of the leaves are being released, and how quietly they're floating to the ground one by one right now. And, you know, the double entendre of how quietly things fall into place, and that it's fall, that things, you know, that this is kind of heralding the time and the season of winter, which is a time of quietness and a time of introspection and a time of looking to the light within. And so I can also imagine how loudly and unquietly everything falls apart when I slip into ego mind of separation and judgment and anger and fear. You know, and that voice is very loud, and it's very insistent, and it tells me that I must do things, which my experience has been that when I follow that direction, what I do generally will require much forgiveness work and an undoing, you know. So the I need do nothing, the voice of you need do nothing, you need not seek, you need not fix, you need not control, you need not make something happen. I need do nothing. And when I'm in that consciousness and then I'm in that awareness, how easily and quietly everything comes together and falls in place. It says, I come to understand the lesson that there is no need that I do anything. In you, in this consciousness, in this connection, in home, in heaven, every choice is already made, every conflict already resolved, everything I hope to find already given. And I am at peace. The peace of God is mine. My heart is quiet and my mind is at rest. Your love is heaven, and your love is mine. I think that this is just an incredibly beautiful lesson. The hush of heaven holds my heart today. And you know what? All of us, that's enough. That's enough. I need do nothing. but allow this peace and this hush of heaven to wash over me, to descend over me, to infuse and integrate my entire being into this peace and peacefulness. And so it is.
The hush of heaven holds my heart today. I pray that we all open our hearts to that. And that is enough. It's all that's necessary. Thank you for joining us today. Stay the course. We're committed to staying the course with you. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the